Happy is he and she who. Why your mental health is at stake. Happy is he seems to be a familiar, almost bland, if not weak, statement. Not so.
If you listen to Sam, you will hear the explanation.
This is chapter 8 of the book, Transform Your Mind, Upgrade Your Life, by The Explanation with Sam Kneller. Happy is he unlocks the key to why God wants you to transform your mind and upgrade your life. So far, we've seen 7 steps. First, God created humans. Second, God created earth. Third, God put humans on earth to care for one another. Socialization, somewhat of a mess today. And master earth's resources. Rulership. We're plundering today. Fourth, God allowed the serpent and sin into the garden, because all humans must choose the right or the wrong way to follow. God does not make the choice. He gave us free will to make it ourselves, and we must exercise it. Fifth, humans made a wrong choice, and God turned them over to a reprobate mind. Today, humans apply their wisdom to solve problems, which instead compound themselves. Sixth, after their sin, Adam named Eve, which means restore and life. In other words, God has a plan to retrieve all humans from their downfall. Seventh, the spiritual uphill pathway means bringing them out of Babylon back to Jerusalem, the Garden of Eden. There are 3 periods to accomplish this for all humans. And eighth, the world is now in Babylon. This chapter is about happy is he, even in Babylon. Each of us exercises free will choice to live a physically and mentally prosperous and healthy life. Happy is he is not compatible with living in Babylon. Let's paint a picture of our Babylonian society. It is in hard straits with socialization. Look at broken families and children. We don't have the space here to elaborate. There's plenty of good, but there seems to be more bad. Let's not be duped. There's a downslide into more disrespect, rudeness, and incivility, which leads to more delinquency, despondency, escapism in alcohol, harder and harder drugs, and more anxiety and depression. The question is not, why does God allow this? We've answered that. He's turned humans over to their reprobate, think-they-know-better minds to take socialization and rulership into their own hands. The real question and the reason for this book is, in Babylon, can humans make a choice to lead a happy-as-he, decent life? Yes. Did God provide a way of life in Babylon for humans to survive and thrive? Yes. That way is not necessarily easy, but God equipped Adam and Eve with that happy is he way in the Garden of Eden, just before he expelled them. Just like you'd equip your brother or sister with a parachute before you help them out of a plane before a skydive. What is the parachute God gave each of us? Proverbs 29, verse 18. Where there is no vision, the people perish. But he that keeps the law, happy is he. The first vital point I want you to grasp is the audience to whom this, and indeed all the Proverbs, are addressed, and with whom they are concerned. the people, he. In other words, these are not converted or even spiritual people. This is Mr. and Mrs. Everybody. Whether you read the Bible or not, everyone is concerned. We shall return to this capital point when we go more in detail about Proverbs. Just keep in mind that these injunctions are for the general public, which is gulping down Prozac and anything else they feel might alleviate their mental illness. Deceitful vision. This verse describes Babylon and the antidote. Happy is he while living in this world when they keep the law. We shall see what's involved. But the first part of this verse portrays today's short-sighted decisions based on upcoming elections, immediate needs, and fast buck financial gains. Lack of purpose causes anxiety. Here's the meaning of vision. Strong's H2377. Check this at unlockbiblemeaning.com. Chazon from H2372. King James Version Translation. Vision. H2372. Chaza. A primitive root, mentally to perceive, contemplate with pleasure, specifically to have a vision of. KJV translations, behold, look, prophesy, provide, and see. Happy is he and she who have vision, who can contemplate the future with pleasure, who have a mental perception of being provided for. In other words, leading a fulfilled life. Consider how many people are in that situation today. Notice the seemingly out-of-place translation, prophesy. It goes straight to the heart of why our neighborhoods, cities, infrastructure, schools, health, and people are perishing. Isaiah 30, verse 10, which say to the seers, see not, and to the prophets, prophesy, H2372, prophesy not to us right things, speak to us smooth things, prophesy, again, H2372, prophesy deceits. That is an assertive accusation against our seers and prophets, those who represent our scientific, political, and religious teachers today. No vision means telling us what we want to hear, smooth, flattering, positive things to make us feel good now. It doesn't matter if they are lies and deceit, just so long as it doesn't upset us. We want our leaders to give us the 5-minute fix. Lose weight overnight. Learn a language in a week. And overcome anxiety by being in the moment. We're treating major troubles with band-aids. To put it plainly, mental health, on which we're focusing, is perishing, along with a lot of other basics, like physical health, education, and well-being, etc., because we're not being taught what we ought. The contrast, happy is he and she. Again, he and she means all human beings, regardless of age, race, belief, nationality, and culture. All can be happy. Does that mean full of laughs? No. Strong's H35. Asher. From H833. Happiness. KJV translations. Blessed. Happy. H833. Asher. a primitive root, to be straight, figuratively, to go forward, be honest, proper. KJV translations, blessed, happy, go, guide, lead, and relieve. H838, Ashar, from H833, in the sense of going, a step. KJV translations, going and step. God designed humans to be happy and blessed. This state includes a number of concepts which the explanation will detail in this book. For now, grasp the overall picture. Again, the first point to note appears to be an incongruity. Guide. What has this got to do with happiness? Proverbs 23:19. Hear you, my son, and be wise, and guide, H833, guide your heart in the way. Happy is he is the opposite of teachers with false vision. It is the teaching of a loving father to his son, and it involves guiding the heart, which represents the mind. The father is teaching the proper way and encouraging his son to follow that instruction which leads to blessings. It involves going forward in the right direction, and H833 implies step-by-step progress. Who keeps the law, happy is he and she. After reading that subtitle, is this what you're thinking? I know the word law, especially in an Old Testament context, has legalistic, sectarian, fundamentalist connotations. But please give me a chance to explain, because it is not that at all. Don't take my word for it. Here are five verses in Proverbs that give you the contours of the hard-to-bear word law, as in, he that keeps the law, H835, he that keeps the law, happy is he. Proverbs 14, verse 21. He that despises his neighbor sins, but he that has mercy on the poor, happy, H835, happy is he. Proverbs 16, 20. He that handles a matter wisely shall find good, and whoso trusts in the Lord, happy, H835, happy is he. Proverbs 3:18, she, that is wisdom, is a tree of life to them that lay hold upon her, and happy, H833, and happy is everyone that retains her, that retains wisdom. Proverbs 9, verse 6, forsake the foolish and live, and go, H833, go in the way of understanding, H998. Do you agree that you should have mercy on the poor, handle matters wisely, trust in the Lord, retain wisdom, go in the way of understanding? In that case, then you agree wholeheartedly with the law. Isaiah 1, verse 17. Learn to do well, seek judgment, relieve, H833, relieve the oppressed, judge the fatherless, and plead for the widow. This is the law to relieve the oppressed, those with anxiety and depression. This is the antidote, the way to natural relief. Section 3 of this book will elaborate on step-by-step ways to reach this relief. This chapter opens our minds to one reason why God inspired the writing of an instruction manual: to give the steps to relieve mental illness, the most prevalent disease of the 21st century. This is God's personal interest and involvement with each person worldwide, no matter who they are. Happy is he that comes upon God's ways. A final warning about anxiety coaches. I'm not saying that the myriad methods, some of which I'll cite later, are not helpful. They have light in them, which is why they draw convinced practitioners. What I am saying is that the end result will be darkness, simply because they do not point to God's way. In fact, most point in the opposite direction. Isaiah chapter 8, verse 20. To the law, the practical recommendations of God in Proverbs. To the law and to the testimony, in God's word, the inspired Bible, and to the testimony, if they speak not according to this word, it is because there is no light in them. Be careful who your therapist is. Choose a Christian, Bible-oriented guide. With God's help and with his guidance, you can face anxiety and replace it with relief. Stay tuned. You can transform your mind and upgrade your life. Join the Value for Value Bible course to reach the God-intended meaning of Scripture based on 7 keys to master Biblical Hebrew with no fuss. TheExplanation.com/challenge. Thanks for watching. Watch this video now of the next chapter of Transform Your Mind, Upgrade Your Life.